Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Happy Thursday. It is 7:07 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Florida House member Ryan Chamberlain joining us at 8:05. Tim Marden at 9:05. He's head of the Republican Executive Committee in Alachua County. And imagine at least part of the time we're going to talk about the 23rd annual Ronald Reagan Black Tie Blue Jeans Barbecue. Heads up, folks, it's a week from today. Wow. Yeah. Byron Donalds is going to be there. The CFO of Florida and a regular guest on our show, Blaze Ngolia, is going to be there. Congresswoman Kat Kamick. It's going to be a great, huge event like it is every year. And I don't want it to get sold out without you to get and have an opportunity to grab your tickets. So this is happening a week from today. Doors open at 5:30. This is at the Legacy Park, the Multipurpose Center in Alachua. Tickets are on sale. Go to AlachuaRepublicans.com. AlachuaRepublicans.com, and you'll see all the different options that are available to you. All right. Some of your top headlines. Oh, the Federal Reserve cut the interest rate a quarter point. Burr, burr, burr. I see a headline here, Fed ripped for crushing mortgage rates, hurting American housing dream. Yeah, they are. They're going to say, well, there's some employment issues here. We're a little bit afraid there might be some inflation. But really, honestly, I think it's an anti-Trump thing. I really do. He pushed so hard. It's their way of saying, oh, no, 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 we have power independent of what you say.
Aren't these the same folks that actually lowered it just before the election, maybe trying to get Joe Biden elected? Just back a little bit before
there could
before
be
Kamala ran.
Some sort of partisan play involved here,
okay,
Greg?
All right.
Never. Well, hardly ever. But they're like, don't worry, we'll probably lower the rate, you know, maybe two more times, because they meet two more times before the end of the year, October and December. And it's like, oh, really? And they already kind of tip their hat. Yeah, like, yeah, maybe a quarter point. Like, maybe a quarter point. It just, yeah, it's very, let's just say it's irritating. It's not good for the economy. It's not good for, you know, the folks that want to try to purchase a house. It's just not a good thing for people that have credit card debt and businesses that want to expand. You know, that interest rate is a game changer for a lot of folks. The payment that you could make on a house varies in a very big way By just, you know, when a couple of points are added or subtracted, yes, it makes a huge difference. One of the other headlines is not a good one. In Pennsylvania, in the York area, three officers shot dead, two wounded, doing one of the most dangerous tasks in law enforcement, and that is delivering a warrant. And it was a warrant that was connected to one of the other very dangerous calls that one would make, and that was it was based on a domestic issue. So, you know, prayers go out, and just another reminder that there are good folks doing a very difficult job day in and day out, and they literally are putting their lives on the line, and we want to make sure we continue to always recognize that. President Trump, second steak dinner. And I'm like, steak dinner? And then Greg said, no, state, Bob. State dinner. I really did slip and say steak dinner.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to do something related
right,
to that.
Right.
It's like I jumped my own gun. I'm like, yeah, steak dinner. Now, I don't know if they had steak or not, but it looked like they had, well, they probably did because they had a lot.
Yeah.
I think there's one of those things where it comes course after course. You're getting so much. You go, just better have a little spoon here.
Yeah.
One little leaf here.
Because there's more coming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the size of that table. I mean, my goodness. I thought my great-grandparents, because they had, you know, the proverbial long table that my great-uncle, who was a carpenter, built for, like, you know, for Thanksgiving and Christmas. It looked like the Waltons, okay? But this table, it's huge.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Well, normally it's not. It's the size of a ping pong table, but that's how many leafs there are.
Wow.
Can you imagine? And there's they have two full time people that that's all they do is add the leafs.
Uh-huh.
I'm making all that up. I have no idea.
But it could be true.
It's possible, but that is the longest table that I believe that I've ever seen. Yes. They say it's like nearly 50 yards long.
Well, you got to have like a walkie talkie to talk to somebody at the other end.
Well, what would you do?
Oh, I don't know.
Stand on the table? I think that's kind of frowned upon.
Play the telephone game, you know, where you just tell the person next to you. And
there is pomp and circumstance. I wouldn't know. Yeah. I would just be like carefully studying, mimicking what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
But don't.
A lot of pressure.
Doesn't our president and Melania they class it up. They're great.
Especially Melania. She just, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She wears it well, as they would say. And yes, this was a big deal, but it leads to work. There's work to do. Obviously, we know the Royals don't control things politically. They have plenty of sway, but literally, so the president right now is actually meeting with the prime minister, and yeah, they maybe are looking for maybe better terms on some trade issues, and hey, that's fine. Look, the whole idea was to get people together. Trump didn't want to use them in a punitive way unless, you know, less other countries didn't want to play along, didn't want to try to, made no effort to work something out. And then that's punitive because that's the direction that you chose, basically. And it just boggles my mind that so many people that you would think would be in the know are just so, I hate to use the word ignorant, but not quite understanding of the entire concept of a tariff. You know, they only want to go by like definition. Well, it's you know, it is a tax and the consumer pays it and all that. Well, yeah, there's a lot of truth to that. If it truly is enacted, there's also some truth to it that it doesn't always the additional monies either way working in either country necessarily are paid by the consumer. That very often it's not. It's eaten by, you know, who's ever the company that is making the profit. They will accept a certain amount of that. Depends on the product, depends on the economy, et cetera. But anyway, I just, you know, I think people are so quick to come out because it's a Trump thing. It's a Trump thing. Tariffs are a Trump thing. So we have to find everything we can to try to oppose it. That's how, as we're figuring out and finding out along the way, that's how a lot of people think. And unfortunately, some of those people are so-called Republicans,
mm-hmm.
or conservatives as well, and trying to undermine the president. But the people,
Nope,
we stand behind our president. He is doing exactly what we asked of him.
I wonder if the prime minister had steak, too. That's what came to mind when we talked about that. You would think so, wouldn't you?
You are over there thinking about food already, aren't you? Well, one of the other top stories is Jimmy Kimmel, his show being I don't know, pulled, yanked, hiatus, whatever you want to say. They haven't officially really used the word fired, not yet anyway. Right. But his show will not be airing via ABC News. Now, there was pressure put on them by one of the large broadcasting companies that own several affiliates, actually probably a couple hundred, Nexstar. And they said, we're not going to run a show. And then the folks way up there in the pecking order at ABC decided that that they would go along with it and do that corporate-wide. ABC, Disney, and broadcast affiliate Nexstar are pulling Jimmy Kimmel from all of their stations in response to the left-wing TV host's shocking remarks about the assassination of Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Kimmel's comments are offensive and insensitive at a critical time in our nation's political discourse, according to Nexstar, stressing its desire to move forward and move toward the resumption of respectful, constructive dialogue. Yep. And ABC and Disney said that Kimmel Live will be preempted indefinitely following comments that were made by Kimmel. And basically where he's trying to say that it was that, you know, it was like a MAGA thing and that MAGA's twisting and turning to do anything to, you know, keep from the shooter being associated with MAGA in some way, which...
That's just weird.
It is weird because never at any point in the thing did anybody talk about that possibility other than, you know, some of the lefty talking heads in their speculating... All but there's no natural path to speculate about it being somebody who would be MAGA.
No, not at all.
That would kill Charlie Kirk. It's just...
I love the videos going around of Kimmel a while back when Tucker and Fox parted ways.
Oh, yeah.
He's literally laughing about it, making jokes about it, and going back to Moscow and that kind of thing. It's like, you know, karma. Sometimes she's not really nice.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes she bites.
Yes.
Coming up next, in fact, what's bugging you? It could be anything. It could be political. It could be people's inability to drive. I mean, anything that's irritating you. What's bugging you is next, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, good morning. Here's your chance to make it an even better morning, because there might be something that's irritating you, that's bugging you. That's why this segment is called What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning and welcome. And let's go to Gene. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is what you were all talking about a little bit ago about the interest rates. It just seems to me that these politicians and government workers are more concerned about their job and power than they are about the people. But on the other hand, did we not learn anything from the housing crash market quite a few years ago? So it's kind of like a catch-22. That's what's bugging me.
Yeah, no, I could see that. I was never for like lowering standards and just give anybody a loan and give them 110% of loan, to value and all the other stupid
that
things they did. Theoretically, that's all been policed, right? Mm-hmm. And that's all fixed now.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Diana, what's bugging you?
Morning, guys. This whole Jimmy Kimmel thing is bugging me. He acts all holier than thou and that he's pro-women, but then he turns around, and if you look back in his past, the man used to host a show called The Man Show, which did nothing but degrade women. So I think he got what he deserved, honestly.
Yeah. But at least there were parts of The Man Show that actually were funny.
Yeah.
At least a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlike the hateful diatribe, just the ugly nastiness.
All politics.
Yeah. Where's the humor in that? Mm. Let's go to Steve. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, you alluded a little while ago to the Republicans' ability to shoot themselves in the foot. I got a big concern about the upcoming midterms. You know, I've heard Greg doing some commercials about the potential cost of insurance going up. You know, during COVID, there was a big increase in the amount of the government subsidy under the ADA, Obamacare. So that's going away, and I'm hearing from a lot of people in the insurance industry that you're looking at about a 25% increase in premiums across the board, pretty much all the health insurance companies. So as soon as this stuff hits at the beginning of the year, if the Republicans don't do something about it, and I don't know what the answer is, they're going to be paying the price come November.
Well, I think you're also going to see more of the kind of thing that I think that Greg was actually advertising was a type of insurance. Mm-hmm. I think that you're going to get more of an entrepreneurial spirit. You're going to get doctors groups that are going to work together with hospitals, and they're going to lower costs in their own. Now, you know, the thing will be there'll be limitations as to when you get like out of state care and all that will kind of change the equation. But there's going to be people that are going to be looking for opportunities because there's ways to make money and still give the consumers a huge break from what they're suffering from now or what they could suffer from in the future as far as these prices go up. 877-975-9825. And Chris, what's bugging you?
Yeah, I got to say, I'm a little concerned because I'm a big Trump fan. And I, over the last few years, what I liked about Trump was he was going to protect free speech. And I really don't like us taking a pledge from their sort of snowflake cancel culture and canceling people like Jimmy Kimmel. The one thing Charlie Cook stood for was free speech. So I'm a little concerned because shoes on the other foot, it's not going to be pretty. Thanks.
Yeah, but having somebody's opinion and getting kicked off TV for an opinion is one thing, but he's actually getting politically involved and he's lying along the way. I mean, it is, well, in a way, it's celebratory, like we've seen some of the other people do, and that's what makes it different, because that goes beyond free speech. It's like if you yell fire in a crowded theater, the stampede might hurt people, especially if there's not really a fire. It's a lie. You're telling a lie that can hurt a lot of people. Well, that's a limitation of free speech, and it is different than the left and their cancel culture. But they want you to they want to try to tell you it's the same. It's not. Donnie, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, they are now, for the last 10 years, they've been doing this at least to conservatives, getting them fired, Bill O'Reilly, Tucker Carlson. And this has been going on now for 3 or 4 days, and they are screaming like stuck pigs. I say keep doing it. We are the majority in this country, and it's about time we started acting like it and using our power to pressure companies to get rid of people like this. That's not a free speech issue. That's a common decency thing, and people have a right to do that.
It used to be that, you know, you follow the money, you follow the market. And if the market is, like, offended by it, you would change programming or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But companies react differently now. It was all that woke DEI and all that.
Colbert was losing how much money and they kept him?
Yeah, millions and millions and millions of dollars. So, yeah.
Yeah, they're not letting the market do its thing.
Exactly. Because they're smarter than the people, et cetera. They're buying into all that garbage.
Yep.
7:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got plenty more to talk about, and special guest Ryan Chamberlain's coming up at 8:05 from the Florida House. So we've got a lot on the agenda. Stay close. 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's going to be another day in paradise. Yeah, it's actually going to get up warm. You know, we're seeing this somewhere. The temperatures are nice evening, nice in the morning. But right now, middle of the day there, around that 2 o'clock-ish, it gets a little warmer than it really needs to be, honestly. But
because it's almost fall, right?
I mean, yeah,
next Monday, I guess.
But we'll take what we can get, and we'll deal with it. Some of your top stories. Did I mention it's 7:36? Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'll make sure I get that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Fed cuts the rate 0.25. Big disappointment. Everybody was hoping for more. But the Fed is not, they're not playing well with Trump. It's pretty obvious. There's partisanship here. But they said, oh, don't worry. We'll have another one in October, another one in December, possibly. And they already kind of pointed to those will probably be 0.25, too. It's like, really? Well, you're not even going to measure the economy. Look what's going on at the time. Are there other facts? Oh, we kind of know already what we're going to do. Shut it. I'm just, anyway, Trump put the deal down, man, and Antifa is officially now recognized as a terror organization. It's about time. It's about time and good work, and that's as it should be. These people are bad. Hopefully this will allow more looking into how a lot of these groups are funded and go after that funding. You know what I mean? You cut the blood flow off and the organs will die. Kind of a mentality. Also in Pennsylvania, tragedy there. Local law enforcement in York, Pennsylvania, trying to deliver a warrant. Three officers shot dead, two wounded. Serving a warrant. Yes, it's dangerous work. And yeah, you got to be... You know, head on a swivel at all times. Remember, the person who, you know, surprises you is going to have a natural advantage. It is hard to defend. You're like you're on someone's porch, for instance, you know, knocking at the door. You take steps to try to protect yourself the best you can, but sometimes can't. And you're walking right into it. And it's just awful. Absolutely awful. All right. So you got that going on. Trump in historic second state dinner, the United Kingdom. He also visited the Queen's tomb. He's meeting with the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom right now as we speak. And I know they're going to work on agreements, some trade agreements and things like that. And look, they're very good and strong allies. I think that the British people are seeing Trump in a very refreshing way because they also really, really want to deal with some of their immigration issues. They really, you know, polls show that, yeah, they know that it has not been good for their country the way it's been done recently. And of course, we're on the same page, you know, most of us. Boy, I can bring the room down pretty quickly. Joy Uh-oh. Behar.
Oh. Yeah.
How can two words that include the word joy bring you down?
You can feel so good, and then you mention her name.
You know, she doesn't bother me as much as she used to, and here's why. I just don't think that show has any power, I guess is how I'd say it.
So if you're a fan, you're already a fan, but they don't really have influence on maybe new people, that sort of thing.
It's and that even a lot of their fan base, so to speak, has kind of woken up to the truth and reality. And I've been kind of began tuning them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're just, you know, harsh and kind of cackling. I've tried to watch it a couple of times, and it just...
But they think they're so smart, more than the average
It's
person.
Very... There is definitely, like, a smugness there, for sure. All right? Joy Behar said, there is no end to the incompetency of President Donald Trump's cabinet officials I'm sorry. I feel as though, and then co-host Whoopi Goldberg jumps in. Take a breath. Take a breath, Joey.
Oh, my goodness.
Take a breath.
Oh, my.
Behar said, I'm telling you, I feel like we're trapped in a bad movie. Like you've got these incompetent people running the government, and we're like a bunch of sitting ducks. You've got the puppy killer.
Oh, wow. My goodness. Really?
Yeah.
Come on. Do we want to go position per position compared to the Biden administration?
But isn't it interesting how she feels that way, these incompetent people running the the government? How do you think we felt when Joe Biden was the president and everybody on the planet with eyes and ears and a brain knew that he was not with it? Yeah. And it was only getting worse by the day. How do you think we felt? And how do you think we felt right afterwards when we found out, oh, the auto pen was quite busy. Whether or not Biden was connected to it was a whole nother issue. Now, that's frightening. She goes on to say, you've got the signal gate guy. What's his name? Hegseth.
That is so old news. Come on.
Yeah,
really?
Because one person was on the call that wasn't supposed to be, but they're still trying to get mileage out of that. You've got the brain worm. Who's the brain worm?
Brain worm.
You've got the brain worm.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, there's no end to the incompetency that we're all experiencing as Americans. You know, she mentioned the Hegseth thing. Uh-huh. Okay. That was a mistake.
Yeah.
But to say incompetency overall, but then that's all she's got is a Hegseth thing. Oh, allowed the wrong person to get on an important call.
Right.
Other than that, what incompetency is she talking about? She said, so I can almost not even talk about individual situations like this because the overall picture and the elephant in the room is that we're screwed. What that really means is, so I can almost not even talk about individual situations because I can't think of any. I can't think of any other than the Hegseth thing. And that's the deal. And and it's easier to just sit there and go, yeah, we're screwed.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how that comes off to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
It just, even if you politically tend to lean in their direction, again, I fail to see the entertainment factor there. There's just nothing there that has any real substance. I mean, she's got people that work for her. If she couldn't have a little list as she was warming up for the show and say, hey, show me some of the things they've done that are very incompetent.
And maybe give us a comparison of how great you think the previous people in these positions were when they weren't stealing luggage at the airport or taking, you know, mommy time off. Thank you, Mayor Pete. I mean, come on, really? We want to talk about competence here? Really?
Makes you just want to sit on the couch with some Ben and Jerry's and a big old spoon. And
yeah, what? I don't buy Ben and Jerry's.
No, when they were politically active, I don't even know if they are anymore. But, here's a story. Ben and Jerry's leftist co-founder, Jerry Greenfield, is melting away from the famed ice cream brand he co-founded 47 years ago, claiming parent company Unilever is stopping it. Making the world a better place, full of peace, joy, love, and harmony, one sugary serve at a time. In a missive, co-founder Ben Cohen posted on X on Greenfield's behalf, later claimed that he felt the independence the brand had to speak on social issues and events was lost to Unilever. Yeah, because Unilever is a really big company, and you know what they want to do? They're publicly traded stock, and their CEO believes that he has a fiduciary responsibility to the shareholders to make sure that they maintain profitability.
So he wants to sell ice cream.
Bingo.
Not an agenda.
10-4, copy that, good buddy. And all that other stuff. Breaker. Breaker, we need us a convoy is what we need.
Of ice cream.
C.W. McCall.
Oh, man, that's flashy.
Convoy.
I'm telling you.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Oh, plenty more. Plenty more to talk about coming up on the Sky. Hang in there. Thursday. Hang in there. Happy Thursday. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Air traffic controllers talking to you. You're the pilot of Spirit Airlines, a flight that is over Long Island. And you got, yeah, Spirit, you got some incoming traffic. Basically telling you, you need to make some adjustments because that's just a close call with another plane.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Big Daddy's playing the Mac Daddy.
I mean, they're telling
talking about Air Force One.
Yeah, they're like, hey, maybe if you look to your left, you might see something there. Really?
Yeah. Well, I don't think they wanted to be blatant over the airwaves, I guess. That's the only thing I can think of. Otherwise, they would have said it. Anyway, Spirit Airlines Flight 1300 traveling from Fort Lauderdale to Boston as Air Force One carrying President Donald Trump, First Lady Melania, and others to the United Kingdoms when they were on their way out. Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right. Pay attention. Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right. Spirit 1300, turn 20 degrees right now.
Wow.
Yeah, when air traffic says now, it's time to do it.
They mean it, yeah.
Spirit wings 1300, turn 20 degrees right immediately. I mean,
man.
Yeah. Yeah, they pay attention.
Yeah.
That's kind of a universal language, like pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit 1300 traffic off your left wing, 6 to 8 miles, 747. I'm sure you can see who it is. Keep an eye out for him.
See who it is.
He's white and blue. He's white and blue. He's thinking, well, let's see, Pan America is not around anymore. There's Eastern, whatever happened to Eastern Airlines.
They're gone. It's not them.
You know, who's blue and
who's
white?
Who's him? Who's him? Yeah, you can see. Really, huh? Yeah.
Trump.
That's funny. They're a little slow.
Yeah. Safety is always top priority. Spirit Airlines 1300 followed procedures and air traffic control instructions and blah, 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 blah. And, of course, that's what the spokesperson said to CBS. But they sounded like they were a little slow to response. The Spirit pilot responses were inaudible due to static on the ATC audio. But the planes were never at what the FAA would consider an unsafe distance, though they clearly got closer than controllers wanted them to be. Remember, there's more airspace that's protected around the presidential plane than there general is in general aviation.
Right.
So, yeah, they were like, yeah, it's not like it's going to be that tight per se, but we have to, you know, keep that distance at where we're supposed to.
Well, when you don't follow the gentle request, an air traffic control has to start getting firmer.
When they say pay attention and now and immediately.
Oh, they mean it.
Yeah. But it's Spirit Airlines. Who knows? Maybe it was Casper that was flying. Captain Casper.
Would you ever like to have a job at a bigger airline? Pay attention.
Oh,
now.
Wow.
Just saying. I mean, I'm nothing against them, but I mean, when air traffic control is having to smack you on the wrist.
And you just happen to be flying over some of the busiest airspace on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah, might be wanting to pay attention to what the folks on the ground have to say.
Because they are in charge, you know. There's that.
Well, and
they
got all them fancy radar screens that they're constantly keeping their eyes on. So we hope, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Israel announced Wednesday the operational deployment of the Iron Beam.
Ba-ba-bum.
You've heard the Iron Dome.
Yeah.
Now the Iron Beam.
I love it.
Yep. This is where when the bad guys come, it's like you hit your brights.
Oh.
Like blinded. Ah! Not the Iron Beam. We can't see. Okay, no, it's funny. A little more high-tech than that. It's the world's first high-energy laser defense system ready for combat, a breakthrough that officials hailed as a strategic game-changer in modern warfare. Wow. Rafael Advanced Defense Systems, in partnership with Israel's Ministry of Defense, confirmed completion of final development trials for the Iron Beam 450, demonstrating the ability to intercept rockets, mortars, and drones with unmatched speed, precision, and near zero cost per engagement.
Wow.
Lot cheaper than them tomahawks.
Jennifer Goldstein's going to love Jennifer. General Goldstein. Or Jennifer. She's in my head. General Goldstein is going to love that. That's for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Saving money. Yeah.
Anything that where you can get the budget, you know, it's important. Hey, we've got a Florida House member, Ryan Chamberlain. We're going to speak to him next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.